Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I say emanation.
Shot. No shot. With Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app.
That's why I say emanation.
Shot, no shot brought to you by the great people at Points Bet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. Points Bet Sportsbook now open. Download their updated app and then stop by either Hawthorne Point, their Points Bet location in Prospect Heights or in Crestwood at the outstanding sportsbook that they have there and register your account. Right now, the Cap J. Hood poll question. Will the next Bears head coach see the new stadium in Arlington Heights? No, Team Hood, 72.9%. Yes, Team Cap, 27.1%.
Danny.
Good morning, everyone.
Hi, Danny.
What's up, Danny?
What up, Hoodie? I like your look today, man. You've got like a circa 90s Seattle grunge thing happening or like a circa 2020, hey, dude, I live in Colorado, I'm a skier.
I put this outfit on and cranked my Nirvana this morning.
I love it, dude. I love it.
It's so cold, man. It's chilly. Yeah, that's me.
Feel it, Hoodie. Just feel it.
Yeah. Cranked by Nirvana.
Hey. Cap, is this Pearl Jam, Soundgarden, or Nirvana?
This is Soundgarden.
Yes! You know your music.
Thank you.
Good job, man.
Probably the most famous Nirvana song of all time.
Okay.
In the history of songs.
Okay.
You're the greatest.
Thank you.
You know, I love you. All right, boys. A little shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot.
So I guess a career at B96 is out for me.
If they play
that, yes.
Yeah. I'm coming for you, Lynn Bramer.
Again, strike two.
WXRT would like to announce David Kaplan.
Somewhere our buddy Eddie Volkman is pounding his table. God bless you, Kaplan.
Volkman is laughing.
I don't know. He's rolling over in his grave.
I kind of want to hear Cap walk up. Smells Like Teen Spirit announced it as Soundgarden on B96.
I suck at music. Danny.
That one you've got to know. Like, there are certain things like, hey, Jude, you've got to know who sings that.
Yeah, I know.
You've got to know. Like, Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of those songs.
Who sings Hey Jude? We have to ask now.
That would be the Beatles.
Thank you. Okay.
Like, are you sure?
They play Smells Like Teen Spirit every football game that is in Seattle. Whether it's NBC, Fox, at some point you're going to hear that as a bumper.
Okay.
Hell of a song, man.
Anyways, Hoodie, I love you in flannel.
I was just trying to stay warm, man. It is colder than a mother-in-law's kiss out there this morning. That's for sure. All right, Danny,
you're
what are
kissing the wrong mother-in-law.
Do you ever have an aunt that you had to give a kiss to when you were a kid and her face was like a strawberry, like the little white fur?
Oh, stop. That's disgusting. People are eating breakfast.
It's true, though, man.
Dude, we had Aunt Fanny in our family, and she would come over, give me a kiss, sweetie. And my brother and I would put our head down.
Recoiling.
She had to kiss the top of her head. Because when you felt your cheek against her face, you had rug burn for a week.
That was always the case, man. The old
Awful.
People. The old
May
people.
She rest in peace.
No, it's older people. Forget to shave sometimes.
Right.
They're not being told. They've been married in 50, 60 years. The guy's just comfortable, but when the woman's got the thick mustache, the Raleigh Fingers mustache.
God. Right.
And the Sutcliffe beard. That doesn't
now,
work.
No, she looked more Amish.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, with the little beard on the side, but no mustache.
Little hat?
Yeah, just not good. Then the plastic on the furniture. Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's plastic on the furniture, but it's furniture she made. She's Amish.
Probably right.
Go ahead, Danny.
All right, gentlemen, to the shot or no shot portion of shot or no shot. So, as Cap just recapped the
good
poll,
pressure.
We spent the good part of the first hour debating whether or not the Bears' next head coach will still be the team's head coach when your Chicago Bears move to Arlington Heights. I now ask you, gentlemen, shot or no shot, Justin Fields will still be the team's quarterback when the Bears move to Arlington Heights.
Look at you. Well, how about this, Cap, for a twist? That's another hour. That's another hour. Like, will Justin Fields be around? Well, if Brian Flores is the head coach, the answer is no shot. Please tell me that this whole Tua thing is a one-off, right? Like, his disconnect with Tua, like, didn't believe in Tua. I'm just going to change quarterbacks because I need a rhythm. I need a spark to win, right? Please tell me he doesn't have a thing against young quarterbacks.
Well, he never wanted Tua. He wanted them to take Justin Herbert, and obviously he's infatuated with Deshaun Watson.
And guess what? Flores is right.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I can't hold it against him. His livelihood is based on the quarterback, and you're giving him a quarterback he doesn't believe in.
I'm not throwing Tua out, though, Cap. I'm not saying he can't play. That's not right. Because he's a young quarterback. That's me saying, like, Fields, nope, it's done. It's like Danny's friends saying that, oh, yeah, you know, Fields, he's never going to be the guy based on just a few games. So I'm not saying Tua can't play. Tua just in this system is not flourishing as well as I thought he would. So will Fields be around when the new stadium, when this new stadium is built? It's a shot.
It's a no shot. He'll be there. Yes.
So you're saying shot, he will still be the team's quarterback?
Yes. 100%.
No shot. He'll start. Will he be the starter still?
He'll be the starter. So 100%. When that
100% with the history of this team and the starting quarterbacks, you're willing to say 100% that they got it right
in 4 years? Yes.
Boy, that's the hope, man.
But that's it could be the Mitch Trubisky situation in 4 years. Won't it be fifth year option time or whatever? I mean, he might be on the way out.
You never know.
The
with
timing
this team.
Lines up beautifully for this question.
It does. That just bums me out.
No, just be optimistic, though. Like, I hope to hell that Justin Fields is going to be here and win games, win championships. I'm hoping that that's the case.
I hope you're right.
Because I don't know what's on the other side if it's not Fields.
I'm just terrified that Ted Phillips is going to have some say in that room. That terrifies the living daylights out of me.
All right, Danny, go ahead.
Just get him an apartment in Arlington Heights. Tell him to go start tilling the land and just leave us alone.
What do you mean? This is not Green Acres. He's not going to till the land in his suit. What are you talking about?
I don't care what he does. He's start tearing
Albert.
The stables down.
He's not Eddie Albert. He's not going to be tilling. It's not Green Acres. He's going to do it in his suit?
That's what we need. Green Acres. We need him out there. Please. With your little accountant plastic pocket thing. Go crunch numbers. Clean up the horse manure from the horses that used to run. Just leave us alone. I just want a football team, please. Come on, I'm on the back nine of my life. I just want one good run where I go 4 or 5 years, a Super Bowl in there, playoffs every year, and we go, wow, we got a great freaking team. Just please, Ted, George, just leave me alone.
Would you say you're on the 11th tee box? 12?
12's a little late.
17.
17.
No,
I got to be honest, Cap. You really just brought me down. I was in a great mood, and then to hear you say that you're in the back nine of your life,
dying.
You really brought me down. Like, really. Like, we've suffered enough in the media. Like,
no,
come on.
You know what? You're right.
Come
you're
on, right. Cap. It's not something to joke
downer.
About.
You're a downer.
No,
you're
downer.
In great
yeah,
shape.
Right now,
your
everybody driving in was in a great mood. We were mocking B96 and joking at you for not knowing Nirvana and Hoodie Looks Great Flannel.
Team.
And now you just had to say, I'm on the back now.
I'm going to die soon.
No, I feel like I hit a really good drive on the 10th tee box. I just picked up a cold drink at the halfway house, and I got 9 holes. Let's go. Birdie 10 and let's get moving. That's where I feel like I'm at.
9 holes, maybe 4.
And then you come across that group.
All right, Danny.
And the group in front of you is slow. They hit the ball like 5 yards and then go again. Let's go!
Merkin.
And it turns out it's Merkin, Ted Phillips, and George playing golf.
All right, Danny,
one's playing with stolen golf.
All right, gentlemen. Iota Sumu's last 3 games, he's shooting 77% from the field. He's 7 for 10 from three-pointers. He's got 54 points, 16 rebounds, 24 assists, 6 steals, 2 blocks. Kendall Gill yesterday suggested in the post-game show that Iota's play could land him on the NBA All-Rookie team. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, Iota Sumu is the Bulls' best draft pick since Jimmy Butler.
Oh, why'd you do that? Nah, I gotta research that. Damn it.
Since Jimmy Butler.
Nah, see, I can't answer that. I gotta look at the draft. I don't know.
Well, good. Lucky for you, I've looked. Patrick Williams, Kobe White. I'm just gonna read you the significant ones. Patrick Williams, Kobe White, Wendell Carter.
Markkanen.
I mean, Jordan Bell. Oh, yeah, they didn't have Jordan Bell. Denzel Valentine.
Don't start, Sylvie's listening. Don't start that Jordan Bell.
Bobby Portis.
Far be it from me to defend Snell? Sylvie, but hold on a second. Sylvie's point was not... Sylvie, if I'm wrong...
Let's not argue that. Let's argue the shot or no shot.
Hold on. Sylvie's point was not that Jordan Bell was the be-all and all.
It was the
money. It's the fact that they sold the pick.
Yes, correct. You are correct,
Jordan
sir.
Jordan Bell sucks.
What about Nurkic, even though he didn't play? He went to Denver. That was a pick.
They traded him in the Doug McDermott deal.
What about Nurkic?
Yeah, he was...
Better than Io.
Yeah, Nurkic is a beast.
Yeah.
That was a horrible trade. Nurkic and Gary Harris.
So you're counting him even though he didn't play for the Bulls?
Yes. Well, he was a draft. You said draft, right?
We're just following your words.
All right. If that's what you want to do.
So no shot. So it's Nurkic.
Be Nurkic.
And I would say that Io will make the all-rookie team.
Yes.
He keeps getting meaningful playing time. So yes. So how about that, Dan?
Fred wrote yesterday he could be all NBA in his career. Stop.
Well, hang on a second. Just wait. Hang on.
Just let him play. He's a rookie.
See, it's comments like that where we get our heads over our skis, and then when they, you know, have a little bit of like a rookie, a sophomore slump, that guy sucks. Well, wait a minute.
Correct.
Let the kid develop.
Correct.
So how about that? We find a loophole in Danny's shot or no shot.
Sidebar may approach.
Brought to you by Aiken Law.
That'd be 3126 million. Howard Aiken.
Sign my ball.
Quick follow-up question. Who is the more valuable trade piece, Io or Kobe White? If you're an NBA team, who are you more interested in?
Kobe.
But you have to think about it, right?
You have to think about it.
I'd say Kobe.
Io does more. Kobe's an outstanding shooter.
You know, teams need shooting. They're like, we got enough defense. Just shoot the ball. I need your best 25 minutes. I need you to give me 4 threes a game.
Whenever Io starts, though, good things seem to happen, man. He has good games.
He's unafraid. That is for sure.
That's right. Tough Chicago kid. Damn.
Gentlemen, Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians was fined $50,000 by the NFL for swiping his hand at safety Andrew Adams' helmet during Tampa's wild card win over the Eagles. Adams was attempting to pull a player out of a pile, which it would have drawn a penalty. Arians ran onto the field, moved on him, smacked him in the head. Gentlemen, I ask you, shot or no shot, a coach should be fined for disciplining his own player.
That's a shot. You can't hit a guy in the head. $50,000, whatever. He makes, I don't know, $6, $7, $8 million a year, whatever. You can't do that. It's not as egregious as some of the softies in the world would have you believe, but he can't do it.
You just don't want an Earl Bruce situation, right?
Correct. When he punched Charlie Bauman of Clemson?
Yeah, you don't want that.
Correct.
Yeah, and that's why the fine's in place.
Correct.
Because they don't want, now you don't want to open up the door of NFL coaches hitting players. Even if it wasn't egregious. He was just trying to say, hey, man, get your head in the game. We can't have this, right? Pretty much.
Correct.
And I understood what he was doing, but that's why the fine's in place. Even if it's your own player, you don't want to have that where now coaches have license to hit their players. And listen, you and I are from different eras, but we both understand this, that coaches used to be physical with players, grab you by the helmet, grab you by the face mask, whatever, just for motivation. We know things have changed in 2022.
Correct.
You just don't want that out there in the public if you're the NFL.
Correct.
I get it.
Correct. Danny.
Gentlemen, that's all the
what
time.
What about the question from yesterday?
I got to say, and I got even a better one for today. If you see this list of questions that I have, I had lunch with our good friend R.J. Curcio of the Curcio Law Group last week, and he likes shot or no shot. He was talking to me about it. He asked me how I prepare. I told him I prepare 6, 7, 8 questions. I take an hour a day working on them. And then Cap, when he needs to talk about how he's on the back nine of his life, he takes us off from the questions,
guys. All right,
guys.
Great win for the Bulls last night. We break it down.
I'm dying.
On the 17th tee box.
The 17th.
Mindy's only teeing off at 4.
Wow. We break it down next.
That sounds like Soundgarden.
Soundgarden! Dying! Not dying!
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
win for the Bulls last night. Hoodie was watching that game. I was calling a great game at Valpo last night. They upset Northern Iowa, who had been rolling in the Valley. It was an overtime thriller. Matt Loddick's guys got it done. Then I got to listen to Bulls Post, and I talked to my friend Jonathan Hood on my drive home about the game. And good to see DeMar DeRozan continue to step up with no Ball and no LaVine, and they're banged up beyond belief. Caruso was back. Good to see. They just got to get healthy, add a little beef inside like a Robert Covington. I'll put this team up against most any in the East.
I like this game yesterday, because the Bulls showed resolve. That's the number one thing that came out that stood out to me is that they had resolve. They had double-digit leads at least four or five times in this game, and they kept relinquishing the lead. And that's because of defense. They could be a lot better in that category. But then again, keep in mind that they are shorthanded. But they found a way to win with some moxie. More than DeRozan is 30 points. I liked what I saw from Vucevic, right? I am not going to come on here every morning and whip up on Vucevic. I know that for some in Bulls Nation that he's a problem. He's not a problem. Now, again, when you take a look at some of the big guys that can really be able to step out and hit jumpers like a Durant or a Giannis, who we're going to see on Friday, yeah, that's going to be a problem. That's a matchup problem for anybody. But Vucevic gave you 24-12 yesterday along with three assists. He knows he screwed up against Memphis. My issue with him against Memphis is that he was out of position defensively, more so than the scoring. He just was out of position. Mm-hmm. And, again, Memphis is quick, young, the second youngest team in the NBA. I mean, they're running circles around a lot of teams, right? Because
Correct.
They're just
– they're really good.
They're very collegiate in that regard, right?
Correct.
Very young. But just – but what I'm saying is that I'm sticking with Vucevic. I think that it was solid to pick him up because at least that's giving you more scoring. This isn't the Zach LaVine show anymore. Guys, there's so many other guys that can be able to pay dividends for this team offensively. I like what I saw there. The other thing, too, Cap, as a coach, you'll love this. Especially in the second half, the ability for White and DeSumo to be able to get in those passing lanes and get the turnovers, steals. Oh, man. You got to love that, right?
Love it.
Being able to just be in your position and be like, you know what? I'm just going to go for it. And I saw that from Caruso. I saw that from White and DeSumo. Getting in the passing lanes like, you know what? I'm going to get that because I got an opening here. I'm going to steal the basketball and take it the other way. I love seeing that yesterday.
Yeah, I just want somebody inside that they can go out and they can get. I mentioned Robert Covington. He's from Proviso West in Tennessee State. He's playing for the Blazers, and I watched him the other day hit. You can look up his game log. I don't know. He had five threes. He's 6'9", 6'10". This guy can play, but he's physical. He's tough. A guy like that in my rotation, Steven Adams isn't picking him up and setting him to the side like he did with Tony Bradley.
I get it. My whole focus is, like, here comes Milwaukee on Friday, right, at Fiserv Forum. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough, especially when you're not 100% healthy. But DeRozan did what DeRozan does, right? He was able to shoot the basketball well, has 30 points. But I really like the young guards. I know that for many it's like White versus DeSumo, who's going to come out of this thing? Well, because of injuries and because there's no LaVine, at least you have White and DeSumo both in the starting lineup getting meaningful minutes and really doing something. Have you looked at the box score?
Yeah.
Have you looked at the Bulls box score?
I did.
The most important number on the box score for me is 8. You say, what is 8? 8 is the 8 assists.
From DeRozan.
From DeSumo.
What did DeRozan have?
7.
7 assists.
But just from a young guard like DeSumo that has 8 assists, if I was your assistant and you're the head coach, I would circle that and say, there you go, coach. We had 25 assists. 8 came from our rookie.
There is zero chance he's in the second round again if that draft's held today. Zero.
No, we can redraft at the end of the season, you and I. And we'd see exactly where he'd be.
I'm not saying he's a top 10 pick at this point, but he's a first-round pick without a shadow of a doubt.
And against a good Cleveland team. It's been a great story. And by the way, I noticed yesterday, Kevin Love's coming off the bench mm-hmm. for the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Kevin Love? Kevin Love's got a little gray in his hair. I watched the game.
You know, I did his games in high school.
He's got a little gray. And I watched him. I'm like, and I texted Stacey King. I go, is that Dave Corzine out there?
Getting
like,
old.
It looked like Dick, because Corzine had a little gray toward the end of his career.
How many years has Love been in the league? Because he started in Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
then got traded to the Cavs when LeBron thought he would help put them over the top.
His first year was 08-09.
See, he's been in the league a long time. Remember Kyle Singler, who played at Duke? I flew to Portland and back in the same day and did a game, Kyle Singler's team against Kevin Love's team. They're both from that area. And I can't believe that guy's been in the league, almost 14 years? 13 years?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Just steady.
Solid, steady player.
And a good veteran for this young, up-and-coming Cavs team.
So the guys yesterday, Waddle and Sylvie, had a great interview with Jeff Van Gundy. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend listening to the whole thing on their podcast. And I think it was Sylvie asked the question, would you trade Patrick Williams, Kobe White in a deal to get Domantas Sabonis? And Sabonis is a hell of a player. Van Gundy's answer was, I haven't seen enough of Patrick Williams to make that deal. I'd have to know, what does Arturis and Mark Eversley think of Patrick Williams? Do they look at him and go, we get him healthy, the upside is massive, he's an all-star caliber player? He said, because if that's the case, no, I don't make that trade. If, well, we're not sure, then yeah, Sabonis, as Jeff said, is a really, really good player. But you better know what you're trading when you're trading a 20-year-old Patrick Williams. You better know what you're giving away.
Do you think the Bulls, as is, have enough scoring? When they're healthy.
They don't have enough perimeter shooting.
Don't have enough perimeter shooting.
Correct.
Okay, so that includes, like, LaVine, we know what he could fill it up, right?
Correct.
So we know and it's DeRozan, who's getting it done in the mid-range.
But he's not a perimeter, like, three-point threat.
No. And you know what? Your whole team doesn't have to be that.
No, but I think they need another one. Like, I don't look at Io and go, that's a lockdown shooter. Kobe White, absolutely. That's his niche on this team. I want another, I'm not talking about him, but a Korver-style guy. Somebody that comes in and I go, whoa. He bangs two or three threes, gives you a shot of adrenaline, and then sits down again. Not a starter, a rotation player.
Some Bulls fans think that's Kobe White.
That's one, but I need more.
No, I get it. Now, well, so ultimately, it's nothing that you have to answer now, because we'll talk about this, I'm sure, now and then after the deadline and later on in the season. But you got to figure out what you want most. Is a guy with size?
I need both. If I'm trying to win it all,
right?
I need both.
Can you get both by the deadline? That's the question, right?
It's a great question.
If you had a choice, though, of someone, because it's Vucevic, right? He can get into foul trouble, and then you're thin on the back end on your bench.
Mm-hmm.
Do you need someone that could be able to fill the bill for Vucevic if he's out, or do you just need more scoring?
I need somebody that can give me toughness along the front line. Like, Vuce is not the toughest, most physical guy. And
no.
Jeff said to Waddle and Sylvie that he expects more, not in terms of more scoring and more numbers, because he gives you a double-double almost every night, and he had good numbers last night. Just a little more punch.
Yeah. You know what? I think he can provide that. I'm Team Vooch.
I am, too.
He's not some soft guy. Like, the guy can shoot the basketball, and he gives you the scoring and the rebounding. He walks in the gym, he gets 10 rebounds.
Correct.
So, and that's something needed when you don't have a lot of size on your team.
A little more beef. I thought, Sylvie said people think he's a hater. I don't think he's a hater. I think he has high level of standards.
That's true.
And Jeff said the same thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune and ESPN 1000. Weeds on the Bears search. The latest. Next.
Take that.
Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Because it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday Folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and Jay Hood Show.
Friday Folder brought to you by Apt Electronics in Glenview. The great Apt family. APTapt.com is their website. Danny Zetterman.
Wow.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Welcome to the Friday Folder.
Morning.
Let's start with a little baseball news to warm us up on this cold January day.
Mm-hmm.
Robot umpires at home plate moving up to AAA in the 2022 season, which means it's one step away from Major League Baseball.
All right, what does that look like? Does it look like the Jetsons? What is that behind home plate? What does that look like? Robot umpires. Is there like red light strike, green light ball? What does that look like?
I would think, again, I don't know this to be fact, I would think there would still be an umpire there because you can't have a guy like sitting in a chair behind the plate and then, oh, play at the plate. I got to race up.
I believe the guys in the press box, they showcased this once on HBO's Real Sports.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how it works is there's the robot behind the plate and then there's a guy up in the press box watching whatever the robot calls and can make adjustments from there.
Yeah, see, I heard there would be an umpire still behind the plate with an earpiece in and there would be a laser field that would be able to tell if it's a ball or strike, and then in his ear he would hear ball, strike, because he has to be there for any plays at the plate. Is that ball fair or foul? Like, it's not going to all be robots.
No, a laser?
Yeah,
that can't be the technical term.
Yeah, field. Like a,
No.
It'll be a chip in the ball.
No.
That the ball tells if it hit the strike zone.
No. I don't want anybody back there. Robot umpire means nobody back there. I want the catcher and the batter.
But it's not robot umpire. It's just a computer called balls and strikes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I want red light, strike, a green light, ball, and the batter can look behind him. And the PA announcer,
ball one, strike two.
That's all I need. If you have robot umpires, I don't need a guy back there.
I'm with you, Hoodie. I want like the Terminator back there.
Don't want anybody back there. Go ahead, Danny.
The best part of this story quickly is everyone go to MLB's website right now. They have posted a job for this, seeking seasonal employees to operate it, the automated ball and strike system.
Is this the same MLB website that has taken off the pictures of all their players?
You would be correct, sir.
Oh, my God. Danny.
But that would be a cool job. Gentlemen, as you know, Russell Westbrook not happy that he has been benched with the Lakers. Also, people are asking Lakers head coach Frank Vogel about his job security. Well, yesterday on TNT, Charles Barkley went off.
I just want to say, because I don't care who wins. I mean, I just want the season to be over so we can go play golf and fish.
All right, let's.
The Lakers are such wussies, and I only say wussies because I can't say the word I want to say.
I know.
The way they have trying to throw Russell Westbrook and Frank Vogel under the bus is just really pissing me off. And I got to tell you something.
Oh, no. Hey, you know, we've got a guest standing by.
Lakers still suck when we get back from his interview.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, he was playing. I'm still mad. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit out like all these clowns on other networks got their head up the Lakers' booties. Now, they're blaming Frank Vogel and Russell Westbrook. Listen, the people up top who put that trash together are running and hiding like cowards, saying, oh, it's Frank, it's Russ. You put all them old geezers out there. Listen, the best guy other than LeBron in the last month has been who? Stanley Johnson.
Yeah.
And for y'all to be bringing a guy who was on the street and he becomes your second best player and the general, whoever running that trash out there, getting away, it's ridiculous, man.
Wow. Shots at ESPN.
Love it.
Holy bleep.
Love Charles. He's the best.
He's right, by the way. I mean, who put that team together? LeBron.
He did.
One day on a snowy February, we should go through all of Michael's friends, what he would have wanted. And then we're going to see if the Bulls would have won 6 championships, you and I. That means Oakley would have been there the entire time and no Cartwright.
Walter Davis would have been here.
I mean, I want to go through all of his friends and then put the roster together to see. This is what happens when you let a star player put a roster together. Not even Rob Pelinka. That's LeBron's team.
Correct.
You wanted Westbrook, now you want him traded? Really?
And thank goodness it was LeBron doing that because Alex Caruso's here. DeMar DeRozan's here.
Thank God. Thank God. Caruso would bring that team together, the Lakers, like he's doing with the Bulls. Danny.
Gentlemen, earlier this week we told you about the Cincinnati Bengals coach Zach Taylor delivering a game ball to fans at Mount Lookout Tavern because his franchise had their first playoff win in over 3 decades. What we didn't know is when he went to deliver the ball, he was carded.
Oh, I didn't know that. Hey, really?
That's awesome.
Wow.
Hey.
Fresh face.
Just here to deliver this. I got to see ID. Are you old enough to be in a bar?
He's 38 years old. What's a bigger deal, getting carded at 38 or the fact that the person running the door didn't know that was the head football coach of your football team?
Wow.
That's pretty awesome.
I think the latter. I mean, how do you not know that he's the coach of your football team? right? Now, he's a fresh-faced lad, right? He's a fresh-faced guy.
Fresh-faced lad.
All right, so.
Who started 0-11.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone was screaming, fire this guy. Right. Now, here, get some players. He's a pretty good coach.
Mount Adams, man. The Mount Adams area of Cincinnati was just, it is off the chain. It's a great party place.
It is.
But, you know, you can get so much into the party, you forget who the head coach is of your own hometown team. So I think the latter, Danny, I really do.
Cap, I would slow your roll on him being a pretty good coach just yet.
Oh!
Joe Burrow's excellent. Jamar Chase is awesome. We'll see. It's still yet to be determined how good Zach Taylor truly is.
Fair to say.
Did you, by the way, see the staff that Zach Taylor was a part of in 2013?
Yes, the old Washington football team.
Yeah,
the football team.
Tight ends coach was Sean McVay.
Yep.
The offensive coordinator was Kyle Shanahan. The quarterback coach was Matt LaFleur. The wide receivers coach was Mike McDaniel, who's now the OC in San Francisco. Like, there's a bunch of guys that went on, and head coach was Mike Shanahan.
Danny.
Gentlemen, Dr. Dre, Eminem, Snoop Dogg, Mary J. Blige, and Kendrick Lamar are going to share the stage on February 13th as part of the halftime show. Yesterday, Pepsi released a trailer for what we are to expect, and they call it the most epic, star-studded Super Bowl halftime show ever.
Jen Marchetti sent me this on a text message from upstairs, from sales,
mm-hmm.
and she sent it to me, and I was just like, whoa, look at this. This is going to be off the chain. And what's more L.A. than that, Danny? You got Kendrick Lamar in that mix and all the others that you mentioned. This will be star-studded. And Snoop's there, too. That's going to be great.
I can't wait. It is probably going to be one of the best halftime shows in a long, long time.
Springsteen was booked?
I said one of the best halftime shows in a long, long time.
Since Bruce. But I am looking forward to it.
Not since Bruce.
Did Bruce do halftime?
Yeah.
When?
I must have dozed off.
70s?
No, a few years ago. Not very long ago.
So for Namath, right? Go ahead.
Wow.
Go ahead, Danny.
Is that it, Cap? You're done with that. How about this?
First of all, you're going to say you're looking forward to it. You're not.
I love the halftime show. Doesn't matter who it is.
You'll take a piss
Eminem
break.
Eminem could be doing halftime.
You'll take a piss break.
And that is so not true. At the last Waddle Super Bowl party where you dressed up like a Philadelphia Eagles fan wearing the hair and all that stuff, at halftime, you walked around telling everybody that you have no use for the halftime show. I remember it vividly. It's true. I remember it vividly. You're like, I don't care about halftime. I'm not a big halftime guy.
It's not true.
Yes, it is.
And audio.
It's not true. Not true even in the slightest.
100%.
I like the halftime.
When was it?
I just like watching the show.
When was it not true? When you said it 2 years ago or today?
I'm not saying I like all the music. I like the pageantry of the show, no matter who it is, just to experience.
So
I don't
do
need dancing. Just get to the football.
And by the way, Bruce, I believe, did the halftime show in 2009. Sorry, 2009.
So 1989.
When did Meatloaf do the halftime show?
Go ahead, Danny.
Gentlemen,
Body's not even cold yet.
If you're a fan of analytics and you're a fan of Jeopardy, Jeopardy will now release daily box scores.
Daily Jeopardy?
The TV show Jeopardy, is going to release box scores, like a basketball game or a football game. At the end of the show on their website, you will be able to look up box scores.
Like correct answers,
so
attempts.
So like if Jonathan Hood was there, Hoodie went, 11 for 14 in questions. He missed the $50 this and the double Jeopardy that.
Exact. And they will also narrow it down by like categories, so you can know like Hoodie's best at categories that have to do with literature, whereas Cappy's better at categories that have to do with science. And here's his stats in those categories.
That's awesome. I love that.
Kaplan, 0 for 5, music.
No question.
Daily Double. The halftime show last year. Oh, God. Springsteen?
No, that would be 2009. Next.
Yeah. Gentlemen, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I repeat, KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, is dishing up plant-based fried chicken nationwide.
Oh, we didn't talk about this. This is a meeting situation. We never brought this to the air.
Never came to the air. KFC stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken. I just want to point out once again that KFC, when you go to the store, KFC stands for Kentucky Fried Chicken. They are offering up plant-based fried chicken.
All right. I can speak to this. As a big guy, I will tell you that when you have this plant-based chicken and you feel like, hey, man, and they always tell you, you got to cut back, man. You got to cut back. Well, for some, that's the diet plan, right? I got this plant-based chicken. Look, it's green. The box is green. See? No, it's not really plant-based chicken. Don't fall for the okey-doke. If you're shopping in the Husky section like yours truly, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. It's not really plant-based chicken.
Explain.
That's not real plant-based chicken. Just because the box is green? It's not really plant-based.
That stuff that they make the plant-based food chicken out of is so much worse for you than actually eating the chicken. Now, I get it. Some people, because of ethics, they don't want to eat an animal. That's a different story. But if you think you're being healthier by eating anything plant-based, like plant-based chicken, you totally are not. But here's the part of the story that I'm hung up on. You go to KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, because you want chicken. Yes. Right, you don't go to KFC for a steak. You don't go to KFC for a burger. You don't go to KFC for tacos. You go to KFC because you want chicken. Like, that's the reason you go. If you plant-based
that's
crap.
Right. That's right. If you have the taste for KFC, just get the bucket. Just get what you need, right? But don't try to feel like, I'm cutting back. Look at me. I'm getting better. No. Just get the bucket.
Well, like, my sister-in-law is a hardcore vegan. Hardcore.
Then she just probably skips KFC.
Correct.
But look, but likes bacon.
No, she does not like bacon.
Huh?
She's not a bacon eater. No.
Oh.
But my question is, like a I have another friend who says she's a vegan. She's eating one of those plant-based cheeseburgers that looked just like a regular one till you taste the thing. But if you don't like the way, like, oh, meat's disgusting, then why are you trying to imitate it? That's what I don't get.
Well, that's for the ethical people, right? Like the people that don't eat cow or chicken because they're ethical.
I'm unethical, definitely.
Yeah. I'm unethical, and I'm okay with that.
Yes.
So forget the fact plant-based chicken. I mean, that's on the list of things way down the list. How about the fact that Kentucky Fried Chicken didn't even originate in Kentucky? It started in Utah.
What?
That, my friends, is the true crime here.
Well, Utah Fried Chicken does not have the same ring to it.
Exactly. The reason why they went with KFC. The colonel, who wasn't even a real colonel, by the way.
UFC was taken. There was somebody using that, so they went to KFC.
Utah Fried Chicken. Yeah, you're right. Come get a thing of chicken and a wife.
Dana White had UFC cornered, so the colonel had to go with KFC.
Correct.
Well, you know, not a surprise if a colonel would be in Kentucky or Utah. Same difference. White suit, not a surprise.
The Friday Folder.
What else, Danny? What else you got?
Is coming up next.
You guys glazed right over my wife joke.
No, I heard.
Carmen DeFalco's coming up next.